All right, 97.1, The Ticket. We have a basketball game tonight. We also have some other sports events tonight as well, but the big one is Gonzaga taking on Baylor in Indianapolis for the national championship. How are you going to bet? Which side are you going to go? Over, under? To talk about that and other stuff, including the Mostas, is our guy from Las Vegas, the D, Circa. You got it, Derek Stevens. What's up? How are you?
Hey, all good, all good. Morning, fellas.
We're great. First of all, was the weekend, the two games, good for the books or bad for the books?
It was a good weekend for the books. That's for sure. I'll tell you what, on Saturday, on the Gonzaga game, the energy in the sports book was something I have never seen before. I mean, with 3 seconds to go, you get that rebound layup by UCLA. When Suggs came down and buried that runner, oh my God, the crowd just went wild. I think the whole country went wild on that shot.
Oh, it was an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And unless you had the money line, it didn't mean anything as far as the betting, though, really, right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, there's an awful lot of people that had the money line. Both ways,
yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
Both ways, actually. So the crowd just roared.
When you think about this, and you mentioned that it's something that you'd never seen before, we were talking earlier about some of the great finishes in tournament history, and obviously Villanova in 2016 with Chris Jenkins' shot, or you go back to Christian Laettner. Just as a basketball, somebody that's followed the tournament, where would you rank that Gonzaga game, the shot by Suggs?
As soon as it happened, we were all just kind of stunned. But then, you have these thoughts of Massimino, Valvano, and then obviously everybody was jumping on the Laettner thing, like, thinking that this is going to be the shot that we're going to watch for the next three decades.
Now, let me ask you this: the tonight's game, it opened what at 4.5, I believe. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much
we opened it. We opened it about 10 minutes to go because we put up both matchups. So we opened it at 5.5. And then before the game ended, we were at 4.5. So 4.5 Gonzaga over Baylor, and it stayed there. We had good action right through yesterday, but it stuck at 4.5. So it seems like so far it's been a pretty solid number.
I assume what's the money line?
Money line right now is Baylor's plus 175, Gonzaga's minus 200.
When you look at the over-under in a game like this, how much does it – is it an effect that it's a championship game? And I know that Gonzaga, they've been putting up big-time numbers. Baylor has as well. But we've all seen games where they come out and it's hard to get the engine started. It's hard to get things rolling. Where is the good money when you're looking at the over and under?
Yeah, we really thought the number is going to end up trending up a little bit. We're at 158.5, but like you just said, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to think this game's going over. You can make an argument for either team, but here's the other big thing is you got to remember there's a decent chance that this game is close, which opens up a lot of scoring in the last 2 minutes potentially. So we're expecting to see some over money come in throughout the day today.
All right, so that's going to be great. But we also have the Masters this week, and I'm curious because of the way he's played lately and the fact that he won yesterday. How have the odds on one Jordan Spieth, who won for the first time since 2017 yesterday, how did his odds change on your Masters board?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Spieth is now the second favorite. He's 10.5 to 1. That's really the participant that's seen the most amount of action in the last week. So after he won yesterday, that seems to be the choice. There's actually a chance he could go off as the favorite by the time the tournament starts on Thursday.
And is that because, like, DJ, who's the defending champion, the defending champion usually doesn't win?
Yeah, usually you have that issue. And, the Masters is something where people don't really like to bet the favorite. I mean, you've got a huge field. We're posting every single golfer. And, And people like to take a little bit of a portfolio. They like to pick three or four different guys, and usually they're trying to get people with a little more value. You know, DeChambeau is in third. I don't think you're gonna see that much coming in on him late, just because he struggled with Augusta before. I would tend to believe that you're gonna start seeing some John Rahm action, just because of some of the personal elements. Because there was a concern he might pull out of the tournament.
Right, they had the kid the other day, right?
Right. So now everybody's feeling, okay, Ram's going to play the tournament. So I think we're going to see a little bit of Ram, and we're going to see a little bit of Spieth here in the next few days leading up to Thursday.
Is there anybody that's not typically your top four or five where you think, you know what, odds on this guy is it's good money?
Yeah, I think you're always going to see a little bit of Lee Westwood. We have him posted at 47-1. He always plays well at Augusta. You know, him has been an interesting play. We seem to be getting a lot of action on him each tournament. He's at 46-1. So you're going to have a lot of people, I would say, you know, in the 30 to 80 to 1 range that people are going to take shots on. You know, Sergio Garcia, he's 75-1. We know we're going to see a little something there. Oosthuizen's 85-1. So a lot of people like to take some of these long shots and mix it up. And what's unique about the Masters is that, you know, we repost, everybody reposts lines after every round. So it allows you to get back in, you know, each round and kind of broaden your portfolio.
Now, I'm curious, is the fact that Tiger not playing, does that hurt the action? Is there less people gambling because Tiger's not playing?
You know, it certainly would. If Tiger was in the tournament, we would certainly expect a little more action. But you know, one thing I didn't realize, I don't know why, maybe it was just growing up in Detroit or something like that, but I did not realize the volume of golf wagering. It is just massive. I mean, this is obviously the most important tournament of the year. The volume on Masters is something I kind of learned out here in Vegas that I didn't really take it all that seriously. But boy, oh boy, the volume on Masters is just off the chart. So even without Tiger, it's going to be one heck of a bet tournament.
I think it's because the value you get, even the favorites, is, you know, 10-1 at the worst, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, 10-1 at the worst, really. And I think also, like, technology's changed. You know, before, if you bet the Masters, you know, you maybe make a bet and then you got to sit on it all weekend. But because they're reposting, you know, every round and things like that, and you could post, we'll have matchups that are posted, you know, with this particular golfer versus another in the first round, in the third round. It's just exploded in popularity.
All right. Well, Derek, thanks a lot. Hope you guys make some money tonight and throughout the Masters, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right. That's Derek Stevens from Circa, the D, Golden Gate, and everything that is gambling in Las Vegas.